Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning. I'm Roger Brooks, and as managing and program director of Viking Radio, it's my great thrill and privilege to welcome you to the most exciting event to happen in this area for a long time, the birth of a new radio station. Over the past year, the board of Viking Radio have brought together a team of professional broadcasters and supporting staff to ensure that this new radio station is comprehensive, entertaining, and informative. Viking Radio's area is large in geographical terms, in population, and in the diversity of interests and needs of its residents. We're very aware of those needs and determined to serve everyone in the community with the same care and attention. Viking Radio is your radio station, and we'd like to hear from you, whether it's with program suggestions, news stories, or simply record requests and dedications. We hope you'll listen. We're sure you'll enjoy what's in store for you today, tomorrow, and over the coming weeks, months, and years. So now, I'm delighted to say for the very first time that on 102.7 MHz VHF in stereo, 1161 kHz, 258 meters in the medium wave band, this is Viking Radio.
I'm singing in the morning. Another day begins, so come alive.
East Yorkshire and North Lincolnshire with Viking Radio. And we'll really get you started. And so wherever you go, you take us with you.
Viking Radio.
Viking Radio.
Progress in Hull,
birthplace of Amy Johnson,
the nature reserve at Spurn Point
has birds in great number.
We're fishing in Grimsby, so wanna take your time and bridge the Humber
in the morning.
You know, it's not a bad living having your own milk round.
Phone them on Hull 20061. Do it now.
Viking News, this is David Golley. British Airways are calling for tighter safety measures at Humberside Airport. County Police Chief David Hall replies to criticism from a Labour MP, and villagers in Swinefleet rally round to save a little boy's life. The full details after the national summary.
The 7 o'clock news, this is Douglas Cameron.
Viking News, it's 12 minutes past 7.
That's Cool and the Gang in celebration, and let me tell you, it's a real celebration here this morning. Good morning, this is David Fuster welcoming you to Viking Breakfast. It's my privilege and pleasure to be with you each morning between 7 and 10, and coming up in the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at the latest travel and traffic news, playing our very first Viking competition, that's Treasure Trail. We'll also be keeping you in the know with all the local happenings, and of course playing some great music as well. 16 minutes past 7, and here's some of that good music with Boy George and Culture Club. Boy George and Culture Club, 19 minutes now past 7, and it's a miracle. Travel and traffic coming next.
I met this fella in the pub the other day.
Pop into Poppins in Farron's Way, open 7 days a week.
Ooh. Pop into Poppins today.
20 minutes past 7 now. Good morning, and there's been quite a bit of black ice on the road affecting the roads at the moment, so watch out for that. The near side and central lanes of the M180 motorway between junctions 4 and 5 have been blocked this morning by an accident. Now, police are still trying to recover a van that skidded on the black ice, and only the outer lane of the M180 will be open for the next half hour. Drivers are warned to approach the scene with great care. That's on the M180 between junctions 4 and 5. There's also been accidents this morning on the A63. That's due to black ice, so watch out for that. All buses and trains are running to schedule and no delays have been reported.
Travel and traffic on Viking. Aircheckdownloads.com.